Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really devastating news in Georgia and Alabama overnight. Pete Combs is our ABC News correspondent who joins us now in Columbus, Georgia. Pete, give us the rundown on what happened with these tornadoes yesterday.
This was a swarm of tornadoes, actually 19 of them in Alabama and Georgia all together. And here in the Columbus area, where I am is right on the state line. I'm in Columbus, but about 15 miles away is the tiny unincorporated Alabama town of Beauregard. And that's where the worst of this seems to have hit. Now, we're still going to find out a lot more today about the damage and hopefully not, but probably more casualties, according to officials. But the worst of it seems to be in this little hamlet called Beauregard. And there, at least 23 people have been killed. And honestly, they're still searching, trying to get through the rubble to see if there are more people that might have been hurt or killed, and some people who might be in need of rescue.
Yeah, with all of those tornadoes, is there the possibility that the sun comes up this morning and the devastation is far more extreme than what we saw in the late evening pictures that were being distributed?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another problem that you run into in a storm like this is a lot of times the communication infrastructure is damaged. We know a couple of cell phone towers were knocked down by this particular twister in Lee County, and that makes it very difficult to try to get some kind of a signal out at, from the places that were the hardest hit. And that's also a problem that the officials there are trying to deal with as well, as they try to coordinate this recovery and rescue effort and get to the places where help is needed most. Some people who are conceivably could be trapped may have a lot of difficulty trying to get word out, just asking for help.
It's a really a horrible situation. Has the community been able to respond quickly? I mean, some of these are small hamlets, to use the term that you referenced earlier. So I'm guessing that they don't have the same resources as some of the other areas if this were to strike them in other parts of the
country. Well, that's a great point. Yeah, absolutely. And what you see is you see a lot of the surrounding communities coming as fast as they can to try to help out. Power crews from all over Florida, Alabama, and Georgia are trying to get the situation right and get the electricity back on, get the communications working again. At least 150 emergency workers converged on the town of Beauregard, trying to at least get into the rubble and see what needs to be done. The very first thing, of course, is trying to clear a path to the worst area. And that's what's been going on over the past 12 or 14 hours.
Let me make sure I understand the timeline here. Did these things hit when people were already in bed and sound asleep?
No, not at all. This happened in the middle of the afternoon, about 2:15, 2:18 in the afternoon.
Gotcha.
But they were very fast-moving storms. Mm-hmm. I mean, these storms blasted through the area at about 60 miles an hour. So in a lot of cases, as the sirens were sounding, the tornado had already passed.
Wow. It's hard to catch it in advance. I remember when I was at the television station in Waco, Texas, we had the Doppler radar, which was not available on smartphones at that time. And I had no appreciation for how worried people in Central Texas with all that flat land, they had lived through enough of those things where they knew if they heard the sirens go off, this wasn't just something to look up from your coffee and think, oh, wow. I mean, they would seek shelter fast.
So, yeah. And, you know, here's the other thing that you got in this part of the world that you don't have in Texas, where it's flat and that really the tree lines are pretty low. Here you are in the piney woods and you can get a sense of, trees that are 80, 90, 120 feet high.
Wow.
And it's hard to see anything coming. What people told me and what I've seen in some of the depictions of the, the videos that I've seen so far, people say, oh, wow, it's just coming through the woods, and they hear it long before they see it.
Really awful, fascinating, but awful. Pete Combs, our ABC News correspondent, live from Columbus, Georgia this morning. We'll talk to you again, Pete. Appreciate it.
Always. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.